Have you ever sat in a meeting taking notes while everyone else discussed their freedom? That was Amy Porterfield 14 years ago, surrounded by successful entrepreneurs who spoke casually about financial independence, lifestyle flexibility, and creative control. The word freedom kept echoing in her mind, and suddenly she realized she wasn't free. She was following someone else's script, playing by rules she never agreed to. The workplace remains stubbornly unequal. Women fill nearly half of all jobs, but hold only 6.4% of CEO positions at major companies. They earn less, face more hostility, and hit glass ceilings that seem impenetrable. But here's the thing. You don't need to climb that ladder. You can build your own. The journey starts with a single, pivotal decision. For Amy, it came when an executive looked her in the eye and said, "You are not a marketer." Those crushing words became rocket fuel. Her students share similar moments: campaigns canceled after months of work, positions eliminated without warning, demeaning interviews for jobs beneath their abilities. These aren't just setbacks, they're wake-up calls. Your why doesn't need to sound noble or altruistic. Amy's was brutally honest. She simply didn't want another person telling her what to do, when to do it, or how to do it ever again. That raw, personal motivation became her anchor when doubt crept in. Unbossing yourself isn't about impulsively storming out. It requires four critical steps: choosing an exit date, building your runway, telling supportive people, and giving notice. When Amy wrote June 19, 2019 on a sticky note for her bathroom mirror, everything changed. That specific date transformed vague daydreams into concrete reality. Without it, you'll stay stuck in limbo, swimming in discontent and doubt. Setting a date puts the universe on high alert. Doors open, opportunities appear, preparations accelerate. The transition period is uncomfortable. You'll want to leave immediately while knowing it's not yet time. Living with one foot in two worlds feels impossible, but a strategic plan keeps you productive and sane. Amy moved from content to marketing, absorbing everything about digital courses and online selling. She didn't waste time on traditional business plans or embarrassing business cards. Hers resembled condom wrappers. Those are just sophisticated forms of procrastination. Mountains move one small step at a time. Tell a few trusted people about your plan. Amy chose three: her husband, Hobie, who wanted her to leave even sooner, her mother, who offered unwavering support, and her friend, Gigi, who believed in Amy even when she didn't believe in herself. When resignation day arrived, Amy's hands shook as she called Tony Robbins, but she pushed through because the decision was already made. Plan your approach carefully, decide on a reasonable timeline, share only what feels comfortable, and never burn bridges. After years of burnout, Amy learned boundaries aren't optional. They're essential for protecting your goals and values. Create non-negotiables, personal, specific boundaries tied to what matters most. Amy's three: Hobie is my priority, marriage first, working hours exist, no endless workdays, and social media will not own me, no mindless scrolling. Tiger Time protects dedicated focus periods. Block specific days and times on your calendar and honor these appointments despite temptation to reschedule. Discomfort with new tasks breeds procrastination, but committing to Tiger Time builds momentum. Your workspace matters. Establish a dedicated, quiet area, minimize interruptions by turning off notifications and communicating boundaries, set the mood with focus-enhancing elements like clearing clutter or playing soft music. Never go it alone. 2 years in, Amy hated her consulting work, but struggled alone for months before pivoting to digital courses. Find an accountability partner for regular check-ins, quarterly goal setting, or daily progress texts. This support transforms isolation into collaboration and doubt into determination. Amy discovered her business direction while working on Tony Robbins' online marketing campaign. She could help entrepreneurs build online businesses. You don't need world-changing ideas, just something you're good at that helps others. The sweet spot test requires four elements: your 10% edge, being slightly ahead of customers, a struggle you see in the world, profit potential, and genuine excitement for the topic. Her student, Scarlett, documented her job search on YouTube and earned $5,000 with just 20,000 subscribers. Many fear their ideas have been done before, but your unique approach creates distinction. Adopt a racehorse mentality. Wear blinders to stay focused rather than comparing yourself to competitors. Remember, courage is something you choose. Confidence is something you earn. Your ideal customer avatar is your perfect customer who needs exactly what you offer, often a past version of yourself. Understanding this avatar requires comprehensive details: what they consume, how they spend time, career information, online behaviors, who inspires them, pain points, and demographics. Amy created Dana, a 39-year-old single mom and nurse trying to turn her knitting hobby into a sustainable business, complete with background, struggles, desires, and values. This specificity transforms abstract marketing into genuine connection. Your website is your central hub, not social media platforms you don't control. Amira, a lawyer, built a site selling legal templates and quickly matched her full-time income. Amy's first site was embarrassingly ugly, clashing typefaces, PowerPoint graphics, even a stock photo of raw meat. She shares this to emphasize function over form. Don't invest heavily in fancy design that'll need complete overhaul as you evolve. You need just 4 pages: home, capturing attention, about, building trust, contact, and blog. Modern design creates strong first impressions, compelling copy conveys your message, and standout photography drives 94% more views. Simple navigation and clear calls to action guide visitors toward your email list. Content creation is your business engine. When Amy committed to weekly podcast episodes after years of sporadic posting, her profits nearly tripled. Creating quality free content consistently builds trust before asking people to buy. Pick one platform that feels fun. Consistency requires enjoying the work. Offer your best content free. This builds trust and suggests paid offerings must be extraordinary. Jamie left corporate accounting and built a 6-figure business through a 1,200-plus member Facebook group helping women with financial literacy. Post 3 to 5 times weekly using content pillars, specific categories you share consistently. Use scheduling software to batch create and automate distribution. Amy learned the hard way that building an email list should be top priority. 2 years in, she created her first digital course, but had no audience to sell it to. The painful truth? In today's marketplace, building your business is building your email list. Unlike social media built on rented land where algorithms change overnight, your email list is an asset you own and control. Email converts 4 times better than any other digital marketing channel, with an average ROI of 122%. Quality matters more than quantity. Amy sent an offer to just 1,000 subscribers and made $6,000 within 48 hours. Her student Adamaris built a 6-figure coaching business with just 300 engaged subscribers. Lead magnets grow your list, free offerings that incentivize people to provide contact information in exchange for valuable content. The best lead magnets address what your audience needs to understand before they're ready for your paid offerings. Create something so valuable subscribers think, "Wow, I can't believe this is free." The key is solving a specific problem your ideal customer faces right now, something that provides immediate value and demonstrates your expertise without requiring massive time investment. Amy's first launch earned just $267 profit after significant investment. Her mistakes: teaching unfamiliar material and neglecting audience building. After wallowing briefly, her husband's encouragement and a mentor's question, "What did you learn?" revived her. This failure revealed that entrepreneurial setbacks are temporary learning opportunities, not worth indicators. Start with one proven strategy: coaching sessions for specific knowledge, service-based client work, or workshop courses solving concrete problems. Research market rates, set your monthly revenue goal, then calculate required clients and pricing. Announce through social media and email, even to friends and family who can share it. Starting simple lets you test ideas without massive investment, adjust based on feedback, and build confidence through small wins that compound into substantial success. Becoming your own boss means navigating predictable traps. Boss trap number one, letting clients control you. Amy said yes to everything, ending up with 8 demanding clients. Use clear contracts to set expectations. Boss trap number two, thinking you need male validation. Amy gave away 50% equity to a colleague. After buying him out, she grew the business from $5 million to over $16 million. Boss trap number three, self-sabotage through procrastination, overthinking, and self-criticism. Boss trap number four, mistaking excitement for strategy. Iterate before starting from scratch. Boss trap number five, superwoman syndrome. Amy's assistant, Chloe, became essential over 7 years, freeing her for strategic work. The only question that matters, what's my next step? Choose one action and complete it. Progress beats perfection. The cubicle was never meant to contain you. Freedom isn't a luxury. It's a decision you make one deliberate step at a time.